Hello, welcome back. We're back again. It's almost a new year, but it's not yet. It's the end of a year. It's the end of 2023, and we're back again. It's me, Morgan, and my co-host,
Braulio. Hello, peoples. For you, those of you watching, you're getting some visual beautiness.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing visual stuff. We're sitting here. We're comfy. We're in our hoodies. I didn't even cut the lights on. I was like, I'm just putting the ring light on. Everything in the background it's messy. I haven't cleaned this in a minute.
Listen, for them, they're getting beautiful Winnie the Pooh stuff here, and it's not copywritten anymore. So trademark laws, I could show it.
Yeah, that's right. I've got the light coming in from a ring light and a YouTube video that's on the other screen that I will not show because no one needs to see it. There's things on there. But yeah, we're back. It's been we've been gone about 8 months, I think, because things happen.
Yeah, about 8 months on the rent pod and probably longer on my show.
Yeah, because things happen. It's been a wild year. It's been a busy year for sure. Let's catch the people up on what's been going on. So, Braulio, what's been happening over this last time that we've been on hiatus?
Well, this show is going to be kind of simulcast because it's going to go both on the Rent Pod and Global TV. I figured that we could have knocked two down, but doing one simul seems good to me. What's been new? Let's see. The kiddos are getting bigger, so that's taking up more of my time, which is why I haven't been able to really record. Work is crazy, and this whole year, man, it's just been weird. So much stuff going on. I know you were part of I don't know how much you could talk about it, but you're part of actors, writers, the whole nine yards. It was on their strike. Yeah, it's just been a lot going on.
It has. Yeah. Like you said, yeah, that was a big reason of why I personally couldn't really be involved too much in this, and kind of why I had to do a lot of hiatus stuff is like Braulio said, there was a big strike going on. So I couldn't really talk about struck work and things that were happening. So I kind of like put a hamper on not just this show, but like a lot of people's shows. Because you can't really talk about anything. Like, we could have tried to like talk about anime or something, but then it gets into like dicey territory of like, well, stuff that gets simulcasted in America and all this type of thing. So it was just, and it was like, there was a lot going on. It's a lot of like, well, I got to be out there. I got to be doing all this thing. So it's like, there wasn't really a lot of time to sit down and be like, okay, let me figure out what the heck's going on. And I also graduated film school as well. That was also another thing that happened.
Congrats.
Thank you. So there was a lot happening this year. We survived a lot. We learned a lot, and we grew as people at the same time.
Some friends become enemies, some enemies become friends, you know.
Exactly. But yeah, has there been anything that you've been interesting that you've been watching though recently, Braulio?
So there's a lot of animes that I've been catching up on. I've been trying to go down the list. I also saw the Loki show. Oof, top five MCU, Loki season two. Top five MCU shows for sure. I finished Suits. I ate through the whole nine seasons, man. It started with me watching it casually. Like, my wife was watching it and I'm kind of like jumping in, like listening and stuff. I got hooked. She stopped watching. I kept going. So I finished that. And movies. I've been watching a lot of old school movies. Just yesterday, I watched one of the greatest films. The 1999 Godzilla movie.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Such a masterpiece of CGI-ness. And I'm not being sarcastic. For those of you just listening, I really think that movie was ahead of its time. Crappy CGI at times, yes, but way ahead of the time.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of movies from that time. I had a conversation today where I was like, Howard the Duck is one of my top 10 because of how amazing it is that they got a prosthetic duck, like a practical effect duck to work for an hour and a half.
Dude, I miss practical effects in today's movies. I feel like that's something that's missing.
Yeah, and I mean I always tout the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, the first three. There's only three of those movies. They never made two more. It was only three.
Dude, Captain Barbossa to this day is one of the greatest prosthetics that I've ever seen with
Yeah, with the whole
good
like
things.
tentacle and everything, yeah, it was so great. Like the CGI was used perfectly in that is, and even in like Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I think the CGI was used really exceptionally in that as well. Because it didn't really like it didn't overpower anything. You barely noticed it was there in certain scenes. It just felt natural and correct. So like that type of stuff, I love it.
I was watching this movie yesterday. I forgot the name of it, but it's kind of like a Gen Z story of love. And at one point, I was curious, like, it's a Netflix movie, and I was curious, like, what are people saying about this movie, like reviews and stuff. So the first thing that popped up is that the hot cocoa that they were drinking at the beginning of the movie wasn't actually cocoa; it was CGI cocoa because they didn't want the actors to embellish themselves. I'm like, is this what we got in so far in CGI that we're CGIing drinks now? Come on.
Yeah, it might be a bit. I mean, just do it. Who cares? Like, you're on set for like 10 hours. I guarantee you, an actor will like, they'll drink it because by like hour five, and you're like a lot of these shows and a lot of these films, you're like, you're getting through maybe a page a day, maybe. Like, you're thirsty. You're real thirsty. You will drink anything by like hour four.
That's the Castle Game of Thrones when they had the coffee on scene that they definitely got thirsty.
Exactly. Like you're just like, please, just let me drink something. I don't care that it's like cold because all the food on screen is cold. Like it's really cold. Even everything like when you're sitting down and eating steak or whatever, like all that is cold because you've been shooting the same scene for like 5 hours and you can't eat any of it because you need to reset the plate and everything like that. So you're kind of just like putting it in your mouth and taking it out, like and just sitting it back down. But you're like hungry and thirsty by like hour two. Like
I forgot who
drink
was
anything.
the, I forgot who was it that did an interview about that once that they said that when they started becoming doing like major motion when well when they started doing movies, that's when they started gaining the most weight because there was so much food that they had to eat between takes that he just developed like an eating habit.
Yeah, that you're constantly grazing. Like there's a that's why it's so important for everybody who's an indie filmmaker out there or whatever, don't skimp on crafts. Do not skimp on craft services. Your actors, your crew, everyone will thank you, everyone will love you if you can keep them fed. Just give them a craft service table, find some like sandwiches you can prepackage, get some fruits that you can keep people like kind of grazing on, some like nuts and stuff, maybe some chips. And people will love it, and then they'll keep coming back because you'll feed them. And they love that.
Now, do you mean chips in a British way or do you mean chips in an American way?
Not like an American way. Like something like not like Doritos or something that'll like mess up people's breath, but like some like plain original Lay's or something, some pickles or like some fruits and stuff like that. People get hungry and it's a long day on set, especially if it's like if you're an indie filmmaker and you can't afford to pay your crew, it's a long day. People are doing you a favor, keep them fed. They'll love you forever.
I heard something about that. That don't whatever you do, make sure you don't get pineapples. Because as
Yeah.
tasty as they are, they're gonna cut your tongue, which is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't, yeah. Not pineapples. Get like apples. Apples, grapes, anything that can
Nothing
be like put.
citrusy.
Yeah. Anything that can be put in like a package, like the little plastic bags and stuff that you would for like a kid. Bang on.
Lunchables.
Lunchables for real, yeah. Like one of the best crafts I had was like some biscuits and like some like apples and stuff. I was like, this is great because it's something you can easily pick up, eat, and keep moving.
You know, it's funny, Lunchables and stuff like that was what developed my love for charcuterie. I cannot pronounce that word, charcuterie boards.
Yeah.
The whole building on yourself, having all the items like that.
It's the kids' charcuterie.
There you go. See,
Yeah.
learning, you come to for enjoyment, you learn life lessons.
Yeah. Exactly. Like for me, I've been like kind of the same way you've been doing because nothing new is really like dropped. Like there hasn't been anything like super insane that I'm like, I want to check that out. I've been rewatching like a lot of old stuff too. I went back and like rewatched a couple of like old rom-com stuff. Went back and, like I said, I rewatched Pirates of the Caribbean again. And then I went back and rewatched the MTV Spider-Man show.
Is that the one that he was in Japan?
No, the one where it's like it takes place in New York, but it's Neil Patrick Harris, and it was like short run in
Oh,
2002,
God, yes.
and it looks so bad, like it looks horrible, but
The
I really like
Japan
it.
one looks better than that one because I remember
Yeah,
vaguely remember it.
like it looks so terrible. I don't know what was going on. I don't know how it happened, but I love that show.
Dude, there was a period when MTV was like must watch, and then they started doing shenanigans like that. That
Yeah.
not that is a bad shenanigan, but I don't know. It's just stopped being what it was.
Is I mean I love it. I remember watching it when it first dropped, and then I watched it for like a bit, and then I saw it again because because Disney Plus has like all the Spider-Man stuff, like Spectacular Spider-Man, whatever, which I love Spectacular Spider-Man. It's great. But I'm a big Spider-Man Unlimited fan though. Like I respect everyone who's a Spectacular Spider-Man person. But Spider-Man Unlimited is my jam.
Wait, is Spider-Man Unlimited, that's the one that he has the gliding web, right?
Yeah,
That
and
one
he's
was
like
so
in the
good.
future, like in the future parallel Earth thing, and it got canceled too soon. That's my jam.
You know, a show was the one that outpaced it, that it became like a cult classic, Batman Beyond, because the shows
Yes,
were
I love
so
Batman Beyond.
similar.
Yes, and they were around the same year, like 98, 99, something like that. Like they both came out around the same time period, and I love both of those shows. Like I really love the aesthetic. I loved like this very cyberpunk, very futuristic, but still kind of gritty, still kind of grimy. And I really loved the idea of like Peter Parker away from Mary Jane, and he kind of like starts a new life because he realizes like I'm never going home. We live in the future now, I guess. I don't know. And it's kind of dope. Like, I like it.
I need to check it out again because I remember watching it. I remember watching it on, what was it, Jetix at the time?
And Jetix at the time. Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bringing back old
Jeez.
wounds, aren't I?
Yeah. Hurt. I keep forgetting all the shows that were on Jetix. I
There
forget the
was
one where
Samurai
the.
Jack.
Yep.
No, wait.
Samurai Jack. Max Steel was on it. I remember that.
The Phantom Hawkman, but was it Hawkman?
Phantom Stranger?
That looks like Hawkman, and then he used to walk
Space
around
Ghost
like
Coast
a.
to Ghost?
Yes.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yes. Some salad one. Or like a meatball.
Zack and something? Aqua Teen Hunger Force or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Know, we got the internet. We could just Google what's
No,
showing.
this is the fun part. We gotta be thinking. Your brain's gotta be doing stuff.
All right, so let's see what else. The Samurai Jack, they had, I think they had DBZ at one point. Not Kai, but actual
One
DBZ,
point.
the good one.
Yeah. And then there was also some other show that was like
There was a
a
Justice League show.
yes. And then there it was, I think it was, but I don't think it was Unlimited. I think it was the one before Unlimited. It was the first one, Justice League.
Yo,
And
that's crazy to think that there was a time when both Marvel and DC shows were being shown in the same network.
yeah, it was great. It's a great time. I still remember Legion of Superheroes. Canceled too soon.
Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah,
Is that the one
they
that
had
had the one
a
that had the Wonder Twins?
no, that was Super Friends.
Super Friends. Super Friends was
Legion of
horrible.
Super
So campy.
It was. His Legion of Superheroes with Brainiac 5 and Cosmic Boy and Superboy at the time or whatever. He ends up in the future as a teenager, and he joins up with Legion of Superheroes, and they like fight like intergalactic criminals or something. And it got canceled in season two. And I so desperately, if anybody out there right now, this is a plea to the animators of Legion of Superheroes and the writers, please bring the show back. Find a network. Call DC, bring the show back. I want season three, please.
You know, I have no idea what the show is. I need to.
So
It's
good.
probably on Max, right?
I think it is. I think it's on Max now. I remember buying it. I bought this show, like the full two seasons.
You know what show I always wanted to own, like on a VHS at the time? The original X-Men, the X-Men 93.
Yes, that and X-Men Unlimited.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ah, that's one of
And
the best
X-Men
shows.
Unlimited. And our X-Men Evolution. That was my that was heat for me. That was like candy.
Evolution. I just remember that
It
one.
was 99 or 2000, I think. That's the one that came out then. And they're like they kind of rebooted it a little bit. And they like introduced the Morlocks, and like everyone like they give Nightcrawler like the little thing so he can actually go to actual school. And they almost destroy the world every week.
Yep, I remember not liking that show. I felt like it
You
was too
didn't?
different from the original.
I liked it. I liked what they kind of did with it. It was it was dope. And the way that they kind of like they went very Dario with it and just very like, let's try and see what's going on. And it felt like there were a lot of through stories with that one. I was like, yeah, I like long form stuff with this. I want to see more of that.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
Love it.
Shaolin Showdown.
Yep, that was a good time. I missed that. I have the toy somewhere of the dude with the dots and everything.
Was like an
So
avatar.
yeah, I still had that somewhere.
What was the other one? Mucha Lucha.
Oh, Mucha Lucha. Oh my gosh. And El Tigre. El Tigre was fire too.
Yeah,
That was a
wasn't there a
heat.
Voltron one too? No, I'm thinking
There
way
was a
90s.
Voltron one. No, there was a Voltron one. There was one in between the one from the 90s and the one that came out on Netflix. There was like a
The car
brief
one.
window. Yeah. There was like a brief window that they had one. And then
That
I
one
mean they
was so
made.
good, man. I sometimes talk to people about it, and they're like, "The hell? There's no Voltron with cars." I'm like, "You young summer child."
So no one remembers it. My
It they
favorite,
don't.
obviously,
They only
Megas
remember Voltron
XLR.
as the Tigers.
Is that my favorite Megas XLR that no one ever remembers ever? But one day I'm gonna make a Megas XLR feature film and everyone's gonna remember it. Everyone's gonna remember it.
Gundam Seed, I think it was. The one with the shiny fingers.
Yes. Gundam,
Rurouni
Rurouni Kenshin. Obviously can't be, it would be remiss to not mention every 8,000 Power Rangers season.
Yep. Oh my God. What was the one that before Power Rangers?
Big Bad Beetleborgs.
No, that I just mentioned before Power Rangers.
Rurouni Kenshin.
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha, Bleach. Bleach
Bleach,
was
Cowboy
dope.
Bebop.
Yes. Was it Evangelion?
Was that around that time?
That was on, I think that came out around like right after. And then Sailor Moon was like hitting big on DVD sales at the time.
That's when Sailor Moon started coming more to America. That they used to give it
Yeah.
on I was gonna say TBS. On, oh my God.
On a Toonami.
Toonami. Yep,
Yeah.
because that's
They
around the
started
time that
hitting.
DBZ when they lost the rights to the Falcon. I think that's when they had the they still were playing the Falconer music, which is the OG Cell music. So I remember around that time is when they lost the rights to that kind of to that music, and they switched over to the generic, not generic, but like the less memorable one, you might say.
Yeah. I mean it's it, they kind of messed us up a little bit.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I still yes. Okay, Yu-Gi-Oh and Dragon Ball, two of the main like anime style shows that I can't watch outside of English dub. And
Same.
I hate myself.
Same. This for me is okay, so I can watch Dragon Ball only in Spanish because that's how I watched the original. Dragon Ball Z, I can only watch it in English. I cannot watch the OG,
Japanese?
yeah,
Yeah,
Japanese. I
can't do it.
cannot. Dragon Ball Super, I can only watch the Japanese because
Yes.
whenever it came out, I watched it in Japanese, and now whenever I watch it in English, I feel like the lines are not the same. Like you saw Super, right?
Yeah.
You know when Goku first got UI, that he comes out and Beerus says in the Japanese in the sub, he says he's coming. In the dub, he says something corny, but it doesn't There's no like feeling to it, you know? So, and then the
Exactly.
music, go the distance. What am I
It's
watching, Power Rangers?
yeah, is that you
Come on,
know,
doesn't
it's like
compete to ka.
it messes me up because it's like whenever I tried, okay, I tried. I don't want anybody who's subtitle purists coming at me here, okay? Because I love subtitles. I love them. But
Same.
I tried watching Yu-Gi-Oh with the subtitles recently
Oh.
and I just couldn't do it. Nothing sounded correct. I'm so used to Joey having the worst Brooklyn accent of all time. And
Have you
like
ever seen the
listen to this
bridge
man.
of Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it
In
so much.
America.
It's so dumb. I love the opening song in English. It feels good. It feels right. And this is coming from someone who has watched One Piece both in English and in Japanese.
You know, it's another one that I can't watch in the sub, Sailor Moon, because I watched
Really?
Sailor Moon as a kid growing up in English, Spanish too, but mostly in English. So when I was trying to watch it in Japanese, it was like it doesn't it, again, I don't feel it. That's in the connection.
I think I can do it for a Sailor Moon because, like you said, I watched it in Spanish growing up because that was the only way I could get it off LimeWire. It was just the
LimeWire was
Spanish
bomb.
dub. So growing up, like I was like I can figure it out. I don't know, like I spoke Spanish a lot more back then, but now it's like I can watch it in Japanese because I'm like I have no attachment to the English dub at all, so I'm like it's like restarting to me. It's like okay, yeah, I can just rewatch it. It's fine.
Yu Yu Hakusho is another one that I can only watch in English because when I used to watch it in Toonami, that's another Toonami show. When I used to watch it in
Yeah.
Toonami, it used to be in English. So if I try to watch it in anything else now, it's like, it's not what I remember. So let me not even give it a try. High School of the Dead
Yeah.
is another one because I
Yeah.
first watched Nationally Lies. I've seen that in both Japanese, English. Fan service is great. So, you know, regardless is good.
I watched Kill la Kill on like Toonami for the first time. That was like my real I consider Kill la Kill like the first real anime that like I watched in terms of like, because before that I watched like you know Yu-Gi-Oh, Naruto, Dragon Ball, whatever, and like I had seen I think I no no I had seen Kill la Kill before Death Note. I went from Kill la Kill to Death Note.
That's a big transition. It's a big,
Exactly.
there's no in between in that one.
I really shouldn't have done that. But like I would see like that was the real ones that I really got into. Before then I was like, okay, I watched Dragon Ball, I watch Yu-Gi-Oh, I watch like One Piece, watch like Pokemon, whatever. And I had seen Inuyasha and I'd seen Bleach. I watched like two episodes of Inuyasha because of Robot Chicken back in the day, because they like made fun of Inuyasha a lot. And I was like, well, what is it? And I like watched one or two episodes, but I didn't really like it, didn't stick in my brain. And then I watched all of Kill la Kill on Toonami and I was like, yo, this is dope. This is like good. Let me see what
Wait,
else
that
is
was
out
the
there.
Tsunami show too?
It was on Toonami. It was like
Mm.
2007, maybe. Somebody tell me when it was on Toonami, but it was on there at one point. It might still be on there now, actually. They might be
Nah,
replaying
Tsunami
it.
is all about chibi shows and stuff like that. So I doubt that it
Oh.
will be on it. You know, oh my God, I was gonna mention a show. Crap, I forgot the name. I say Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
Never mind, I forgot what it was. What I was gonna say.
Horimiya. Sword Art Online.
Oh, I remember now. My question. What was the first show that you watched under the anime banner? Like knowing full well, okay, this is an anime. What was the first one you
Yeah.
watched?
That knowing full well it was an anime, it was Kill la Kill. Because before then I was just like, these are cartoons of some format. Like I didn't really get that it's like this is a Japanese thing. Because everything with the exception of like Sailor Moon was like in an English dub on like a Cartoon Network adjacent network or whatever, or like WB, you know, whatever, like for kids or whatever, Channel
UPN.
11, yeah, like UPN, like Channel 5 and stuff like that. So before that I was just like it's some form of cartoon, like somehow like it's a thing that exists. It's Digimon, it's Pokemon, it's this, it's that. And then Kill la Kill was the first time I was like, no, this is like a foreign thing that I am seeing from another country. and it's like very stark and different. And then I like jumped over, and a friend of mine was like, "Watch this thing," and he showed me Death Note.
Yeah, but there's no in between in that. It's just like, here you go.
Yeah, he was
That's
like,
throwing
"Hey,
you
you're
into the
into
deep end.
this?" Is that he was like, "You're into this?" I was like, "Yeah," because I was talking to him, and he was like heavy into it, and I knew that he like I had learned the term anime when I was watching Kill la Kill. I didn't really know, kind of like, I didn't really hear the term anime before. Like, I knew that, like, I'd seen Fooly Cooly because Fooly Cooly was like on iTunes at a time, right? Like, it was on iTunes, and it was, and I had it for free because it was on because it was just on iTunes or whatever. And I got like the first episode of Fooly Cooly for free, but I had no concept. It wasn't that it was like Japanese. I had zero concept. I was like, this is cool. And then my friend was like, that's anime. And I was like, what is what? He was like, this anime, bro. And I was like, oh, well, I like this then. And he was like, oh, you like that? Let me show you something.
That was your getaway drug.
Is that? And then he was like, here's Death Note. And I was like, what is this? And then we went from Death Note to Sword Art Online.
For me, the first anime that I knew what was an anime was Dot Hack Slash. So I was already into the tens for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
Yeah.
late into it because I used to watch all these cartoons, and and I used to think, okay, I'm just watching. Like in no way, shape, or form did I ever think, okay, Digimon is an anime. Pokemon is an
Exactly.
anime.
Yeah, to me it was just like these are various forms of animation and cartoons, which is like I understand that's kind of how it's viewed in Japan as well. It's just like it's a form of animation. Like it's not necessarily this like sector unto itself. It's just like these are all animated things. So it's like I feel like that was like a purity thing of like we're innocent, we're just like this is cool.
But there's so many animes out there, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, there's everyone. You talk to somebody about anime, the first thing that comes to them is like, okay, Dragon Ball fighting
Yeah.
some sort of monster mecha or mech show out there.
Yeah.
No, like, there's a lot of animes that are like have no fighting whatsoever. It's just a story. It's a movie, but in animation. Like, there's this
Sure.
one, I forgot the name. And I think I spoke with you about this, and I think we did an episode that we reviewed it. So if we did, please remind me because I forgot. But it's about this guy. He's mean to this girl when they're young, they both grow up. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Think so.
And now he's a loser. Nobody cares. Nobody likes him. But she's and he used to make fun of her because she's deaf.
Oh yeah.
And they
Great
end
one.
up he ends up falling in love with her, and they like she forgives him and everything, and
Yeah.
like that's one of that's dude I'm not gonna
It's
lie,
beautiful. I almost cried a little bit.
I didn't almost I went full on.
I was welling up a little bit while I was watching it. I was like, man, this is sad. Like I
What's the
felt
name of the
my
anime,
eyes.
man?
It's Sound of Something. It's Sound of Something. People will
I
tell
would
us.
Google it, but I don't know if I will stop my recording right now, so I can't Google
People
things.
will tell us. People will tell us.
Yes,
It's a
please.
sound
If
of
you've
something.
seen this one, you know what I'm talking about. Like that anime has nothing to do, like I said, with no fighting, no weird stuff. It's just a
It's
story
beautiful.
and animation. Yes.
Yeah, like it's beautiful. And like I felt while watching it, I was watching with like a group of like five people, and I could feel my eyes like going, "You're gonna let out tears." And I was like, "Fight him, fight it back." Hold
But
it
then you'd be
in, man.
surprised because everybody else in the room is probably thinking the same thing. Because that
Oh
story would
yeah.
do that to you.
Oh yeah. It was so beautiful. It really does kind of get in your head. I remember watching what's the one with the blonde girl, and they're like playing piano, and then it's like I don't want to spoil it for anybody as to what happens, but it's like so sad. Like it is so horribly sad.
Blonde girl playing the piano and give me more.
It's like Your Lie in April. Your Lie in April. It is so depressingly sad. And it's like
Oh my
episode
God, this is
two.
like the notebook on steroids.
Yes, it just instantly kicks in. And you're like,
Yes.
oh my God. You're like, I can't do this.
You know what's another one that's just wild that I think I remember I recommend it to you for you to watch, and I'm not sure if you ever watched it, but Midori. It's
I did.
oh,
I
share. What do you
watched it.
think?
It's
Don't spoil it, but what
beautiful.
do you think?
is amazing. I had to like take a break. Like episodes 4 and 5, dude, I was like, I gotta
Wait,
stop.
I think it's a that's not the one. Midori's a just a 48-minute
Is that,
movie.
am I thinking of Midoriyama?
Yeah.
Midoriyama.
This is the one about the girl that she lives in a. For those of you that have seen it, please don't spoil it in the comments. For those of you that have not seen it, watch it, but two things. Make sure that you have a strong stomach, and make sure that you are not the type that will get triggered by essay,
The gore one.
animal harming. Essay, will animals be harmed?
Yep.
And very disturbing imagery. So
It's like
four things.
Goblin
No,
Slayer
no,
on
please.
crack. Yeah, it's like Goblin Slayer on crack. Did you ever watch that?
Yes. God, wait, God.
That first episode, the first like 5 minutes, and you're like, oh
Yeah.
no.
Dude, I remember that popped up on my Instagram for that for
Yeah.
Goblin Slayer. And I was like, wait, what the
I was mad.
I got hooked though, not gonna lie. That was like a they reeled the line, got me, and
That was only like the first anime where like I watched that and I was actually legitimately angry. I was so mad that I watched it. I was like, I can't believe I just saw this.
I for me the one that made me angry while watching was and ended up being a really fun one was Aquarium. It's like a mech show, and but it's weird because it's three beings that become one that got separated. One is light, one is hope, and one is ambition. They're the
Okay.
same person,
I'm with it.
but they kind of develop their own individual genders, and there's angels in the show and everything. So there's the main guy, the main girl, and the third. The guy and the girl kind of fall for each other, but it's like, but you're you though.
Dang.
Like you're falling
Dang.
for yourself.
You know, narcissism, you know?
That's the best. Yeah. You know when people say go for yourself, that's he
You
my
let, you
man
know?
said, I'm that show. I
He's
got the
feeling
option
it.
for it.
Is that? I remember watching,
And when's
because
the win?
like you said, there's so many that are like, there's nothing to do with fighting or anything. Like one of the ones that I'm enjoying right now does have some level of fighting, but it's like so not the focus of the show. It's my daughter is like an S-class hero or something like that, or
That's heard of
and
it.
she like, it's like it's so fun. It's like it's just enjoyable. And I love like wholesome ones, but like the one I remember that sticks in my head, even though I try and get forget it all the time, is like this one where this dude's teacher is an alien and he ends up marrying her.
Know one similar to that one. It might be the same one.
It. I hate it. I hate that I enjoyed it. I hate that I like think about it sometimes. It's
If I
so
if it's the same one
weird.
that I'm thinking, it had like decent fan service, but not to the point that it takes the focus away.
Yeah, it's like for whatever reason, it's just this guy's teacher is an alien. They don't really explain a lot of it, but it's just like he's marrying his teacher, and his teacher's an alien, and it's whatever. They're just like roll with this.
Listen, there's another one that's really good that I started watching recently. It's called Akashic Records of a Bastard Magic Instructor.
Okay, yeah, I started watching that.
Dude, I think I sent you the one of the clips from TikTok that kept
Yeah.
showing up on my FYP. This show, this episode two,
Yeah.
I finished it. But episode two, like sometimes I'm just randomly at the gym. I join the gym people.
Nice.
Got distracted. Look, I saw my guns and I was like, oh shit, that's me.
Episode two, episode two.
Yes, episode two. Like I it's so good to me that I randomly I'm at the like on the treadmill and I just put it on just because it's
This
that good.
I stopped at like episode 4, I think, because it was like I was like, okay, the joke is running a little. There were so many, and I was like, okay, I got to get through like 8 of these exact same show. I can't keep watching this.
You should give it another chance, man, because I finished it and it's so good. It's so good.
I think
It
I got
gets
distracted.
it's slow, fast, slow, fast, but then
Yeah.
towards the end, it's just like it picks up.
I think I got distracted by was it Demon Lord at high school or something like that. I think that one came out around the same time and I ended up watching that all the way through.
I started watching High School DD.
Oh wow.
If you
Oh
know, you know.
gosh. Oh gosh. That's
It's I enjoy the plot.
gonna be a lot of you're gonna get real frustrated real quick. It's gonna be, oh boy, there's some things in that show where you're like, oh my gosh, just punch somebody, please, for the love of God.
The High School DD community is so like, it's like you either love the show or you hate the show. There's no in
Yeah, it's
between.
divisive. Yeah, it's real divisive. It is real
I
divisive.
was talking to one of my friends and he was like, it's a John Cena of anime. Like, it's so polarizing. You're gonna
Yeah.
have those that are gonna be cheering, praising it for everything that it is. And then you're gonna be having the ones that are gonna just say, okay, it's 100% a fan servicey show that shouldn't have ever been made. And
Yeah.
I'm right now I'm really enjoying it, not just the fan service, but I find the story kind of very not appealing is the word, but interesting.
I'm the person, I cannot stand the main character of that show. I can't stand him. I think he sucks. I think he's lame. I think he's lame. I just want him to do more and kind of have a little bit more agency in his story, because it feels like he's kind of being dragged along a lot of times. And I'm like, dude, just do something. Be
See,
useful.
but I relate. Not that, but yeah, that's the best way to say it. I relate to the main character because I feel like if I was in that kind of world, I would be very similar, like very, you know, he is.
You know
I feel
how
like that
I
would be
feel about
me
like
in a lot of ways.
a lot of main characters in like shows like that, because I was a very big fan of my intro to those types of anime were like Rosario plus Vampire. That was like my intro to that sort of like
That's another
genre.
harem anime, right?
Yeah, that was like my intro to it, and that one made me so mad because it's like I'm thinking of it through the lens of like a dude who's like, there's no way in hell that you're gonna like throw four women at me who clearly love me, and I'm at any moment gonna say no.
Well,
It's
if that one made you feel like that, you should check out The Testament of My Sister's New Devil.
ooh, or what is it, Philosopher's Time? Philosopher Time, is that people out there know what I mean? Peter Grill and the Philosopher's Time, I think is the title of it.
Yes, I've seen that one. Saint Seiya, that's another anime.
It's like there's at no point, and a lot of those shows, a lot of those like anime kind of they rely on that premise of like a main character who always says no for whatever reason, or some for some reason he's like, oh, I can't right now. It's like, bro, no, I don't care what we're fighting. I don't care if the demon lord is in front of me right now. I'd be like, yo, I'm gonna need a timeout, take five, take 15, I'll be right back, we'll handle this in a second.
So many interesting ones, man. Somehow this episode ended up turning into like the anime discussion.
I mean, it's been so long, we haven't been able to talk about like anime, and we've been watching a lot of anime. We talked about this a little bit, or a show that you dislike that I really like. One Piece had a live action.
I can't, man. This whole Gear 5 is as iconic as Super Saiyan 1 discussion.
Pirates.
It was like all over my timeline, and I'm like, there's no way that people really feel this way.
I think if you watch 1,000 episodes of a show, anything happening becomes exciting.
Yeah, but to say that Gear 5 is as iconic as Super Saiyan 1, like when Super, think about it this way, if the internet was a thing back in the 90s when Super Saiyan 1 was first when first came out, it would have literally broken the internet because it was that iconic. And to this day, people reference Super Saiyan, people when they were there powering up, oh, is good, you know, the Super Saiyan, whatever. Every MC of any anime, at some point, if they're strong, they fight, they're gonna be compared to Goku. Or can they beat Goku? Because Goku's the standard. Are people doing that with Luffy? No.
I think it comes down to like, I don't know at what point the Gear 5 was introduced in the manga, or what year that manga came out, because it might have been a thing, because I mean Oda releases like a new thing, like the man will never stop releasing chapters of this manga. So I don't know at what year, maybe that came out around that time. And when people are thinking of his iconic nature, they're thinking of it from the manga instead of from the anime. Because the anime is like, it's come out about 20 years too late to kind of reach that level of iconography that a Super Saiyan has. But if the manga had come out around that time that like Super Saiyan 1 had dropped, then I could see why people would be like, oh no, that's like the same level of sort of thing. Because it like what they the manga started in what 94? 94, 95? Because
Yeah,
I know the
around
anime
there, because
started in
that's why it's
96.
part of the big three, right?
Yeah,
No, wait.
I know the anime started in 96. But the manga probably like 94, maybe something like that. Maybe before, maybe it started prior to that. I know the anime started in 96. So the manga might have started before then, and maybe that, I don't know, maybe for people who are like who have been like, I've been reading the manga since 1989, to them might
I
be
read the
like,
first manga to Jesus.
is that, like they might, to them it might have come out around that same time, because Dragon Ball Z, the first Super Saiyan, dropped like what, like 98?
That's the first Super Saiyan?
Yeah, the first Super Saiyan was like what, 98, something like that?
Think
Because it
93?
was 93, yeah. So around that time period, they might have both come out around that time period, and people might be feeling some type of way. I think for the anime though, you're not gonna get a bigger pop than like a Super Saiyan. You're not gonna get a bigger pop than that.
91,
Like,
that's when the first Super Saiyan came out.
is that like so you're not gonna get a bigger pop than that as far as the anime goes. Like, I love One Piece. I'm still an Alabaster though. Don't flame me. I've been trying to make my way through One Piece since 1999. Don't flame me for this. Like, I'm finally an Alabaster. All right, I'm getting there eventually. I'll get there. So maybe after like maybe it's like Stockholm syndrome. Like you get through 1,000 episodes, and then by the time you get there, you're like, thank God. Oh my God.
But even see, I get it from that point of view that it will be like a big deal to you. But let's say, well, I keep saying, let's say, like all the people that said that it was like non One Piece fans, they kept saying, like, oh, this is big. I got so annoyed, man, because I'm a Dragon Ball purist,
Yeah.
I'm a diehard for Dragon Ball, man.
Is I think it might just be, I mean, people are always looking for the, and we're in like an attention culture, and everything has to be like the most insane level of anything, right? Like things can't just be like I hate to use like a Young Justice thing. Things can't just be whelming, right? Like they just can't be normal. They have to be overwhelming or underwhelming. It can't just be whelming. Like it just be normal. Like it can be a cool thing without it being the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life. Like you could just say, oh, it's cool. Like that's a perfectly valid response to anything.
And that's what, in my opinion, that's what it would have been for Gear 5. Oh, it's a cool thing. Luffy got a new power. What? That's cool. Not,
Is
oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. All right, wait,
that,
what kind of
you
sliced
know?
bread are you eating?
Is that, but I think that's like a byproduct of like internet culture, is like everything has to be either the greatest thing you've ever seen or the worst thing you've ever seen. It can't just be a thing that you've seen.
And just because I'm wearing a Goku sweater doesn't mean I'm being biased here, people. This is just speaking facts.
Is I mean I've seen like the Gear 5 like imagery, I think. Like I've st stayed away purposefully because I'm still watching the show. I've stayed away purposefully from like understanding anything that happened around it or what led up to it or whatever, but like I've seen the imagery and I'm like, it looks cool. It looks cool. Like it's not the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's not more interesting to me. And maybe it's because I was like growing up at the time. Like I said, like it's not more interesting to me than a Super Saiyan in that moment. Can I go back and rewatch all of Dragon Ball Z now? Probably not. I tried. I was like, I gotta skip so many episodes. I can't watch.
I did a rewatch of Dragon Ball. It was really entertaining. Unfortunately, I watched the Funimation version, so I didn't get to hear the classic music. So no iconic Cell song, no
I mean, I
Gohan song. It
skipped.
was just.
I was skipping episodes left, right. The second I saw that they were standing in the sky for too long, I was like, all right, let's skip.
That's what
Let's
makes Dragon Ball
glance
so
across.
good, man. The filler.
I was like, I can't do the standing in the sky filler for like five episodes. All right, we got to get to the fight. We got to get to this so we can go to the next arc.
For those of you that don't know, the Goku versus Frieza fight was 19 episodes.
Is I was
Well,
like, we
about
got to
6 hours worth of content that was supposed to be 5 minutes.
Exactly. I skipped at least 10 of those episodes. I was like, I can't do it again. Because I remember, like, and I mean, they do it on purpose of like, it's something that comes out week to week and kids might miss it. You know, you might miss a week, or you might, you know, reruns might happen, or something like this, that, whatever. Because I remember coming home, like, you're sprinting to the TV to try and catch the episode, because you're like, oh, I don't want to miss it this week, because next week I might not know what happened. Maybe this was the week they fight. It's never the week they fight. It's 19 weeks. You're like,
This
hey, this is
the
late.
episode they power up for a whole episode. The next
You
episode
know,
they talk about how they powered up in the last episode.
is I felt like a fool for 19 weeks straight, sprinting home to try and catch this episode to go, this is the week. This is the one. It was never the one. It's never the week.
Gonna lie though, the narrator used to hype it up next time on Dragon Ball. I used to be like, I gotta
Narrator's a
watch.
liar. The narrator was a liar, bro.
Oh, dude, I got a DC.
Yes. So you know, it this definitely turned out to be like the most insane anime episode of all time. But yeah, Braulio, where can the people find you on the interwebs?
So my podcast was put on hiatus for a little bit. Might bring that back at some point. For now, it's gonna remain as a YouTube exclusive. So you can find that on YouTube if you're watching it on YouTube. You know, just hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, leave a comment, rate it. You know, do the beautiful things. If you're not seeing it on YouTube, you can find it on YouTube by looking for Lobo TV. On you can find me on TikTok by looking for Bearded Lobo, Bearded underscore Lobo. I left the Funko name. I went back to my original name, so Bearded underscore Lobo. There, I talk about Marvel, nerdy things. Not very consistent. I post a video whenever I'm in the mood to post a video. It is what it is.
You're like, I believe.
And then you can find me also on Clapper by looking for Lobo TV. There, I will be posting similar content to TikTok, just slight variation. As I mentioned, I joined the gym, so I'm posting workout videos there to show my progress of going from 273 heavyweight down to 190. So follow me on my journey on Lobo TV on the Clapper. Morgan, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me and Morgan L. Brooks, I think, pretty much everywhere, except for like TikTok, which is like Hidden Time Lord. And yeah, soon Bradley is gonna have the YouTube contract money for the podcast. He's gonna get that Ludwig deal. It's gonna be soon. We know it's gonna happen. And then we're gonna be like the Yard who even is Ludwig, you know? Never heard of that guy. But yeah. It's been great to be back. It's been great to hang out with people. And this is a video. We're doing the, it's visual now as well. You can watch it on the YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can also listen to this while you're on your drive to work, or if you're at work and you're like secretly want to pretend like you're doing work, but you don't really want to do work, you should listen to us.
We
That's
don't do that.
the secret. Is that yeah, we don't do that ever. But that's like that's the secret. Just everyone knows. listen to us, it's great. Yeah, you find us, the Ren Pod, whatevs. Go check it out on YouTube. Listen to it where on your drive. Listen to it at work. Listen to it at home. I don't know. Go to sleep listening to us. We got nice voices, you know. But it's been
I
great
do that.
being
I'm one
back.
of those people that falls asleep to podcasts.
Yeah, make us your bed buddies. That's sound okay. But yeah, it's been great being back. It's been great recording again, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of get back into the groove of things fairly soon. But yeah, we appreciate you. We thank you so much for taking your time to listen to us, and thank you very much. Goodbye.
Oh, and one final note. We're gonna, well, at least from my end, I'm gonna try to make these shows at least once every 2 weeks. That's as consistent as I could think I could schedule. If not, we're gonna try to push it out weekly basis, but if not, definitely on every 2 weeks.
Exactly what Braulio said. That's what we're going for. That's what we're gonna aim for. That way we can kind of get back into it and kind of make sure that we can maintain consistency for you guys. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Peace.
Peace.
Rush Hour 1 was better than part 2.
Okay, it's kind of true.
Ha ha ha.